And let's say good morning and welcome now to Greg Grant. Greg is our heart of cultures here in San Antonio and Bexar County with the Extension Service. That is, he is through today. Is this rumor correct? Am I hearing a rumor that you're going back to school and work on your Ph.D.?
This is like a soap opera up here. I mean,
yeah.
If they're not rumors, they'll make them up. But this time, for once, you're actually right. This is my goodbye program on here. My last program.
Yeah.
Don't smile when I say
that.
He looks happy. I'm worried about him.
The man is getting out of town.
Fixing
can
to
you believe
back,
it?
Go back to LSU and work on my Ph.D., which it's one of those kind of things that's good for your career. It's not that I'm fond of school or anything, but
I bet you can't wait to start hitting the books again.
No, don't mention it.
I'm
trying to trick myself into not thinking it's school and thinking it's a job.
How's a good, solid Texas Aggie get over to LSU?
Well,
who are you going to root for when they play ball?
There's no doubt about that. So of course, the problem is doing my rooting and not getting my face bashed in at the same time. But if you've never heard it, the little saying at A&M is once an Aggie, always an Aggie. So it doesn't matter where I go to school the rest of my life, which believe me, this will be the last place I go to school. I will always be a dyed-in-the-wool Aggie. But enough of these goodbyes. I've got important information to get out. And everybody knows that I talk fast.
Now, wait a minute. One more question. You go into LSU.
You're going to drag this out for the entire program.
What are you going to be studying?
Horticulture.
Well, I know, but anything specifically? You going to grow anything? You're working on that.
We're supposed to be working on turf grass, so I can come back and straighten out all this nonsense about growing grass here.
Dr. Greg Grant.
No,
okay.
we're not going to go by doctor. We're just still going to be Goyito or
plain
something
old
like that.
Greg. All right.
Let's get to this information. You've wasted three quarters of my time here.
All right. Information
like
we
said,
need to be doing.
I'm famous for giving out lots of stuff, and for once, I've got an excuse because, folks, this is the last time you're going to hear me, so I won't tape recorders on. I want pencils marking down. Couple of things that I want you to always remember from my short time here, almost three years it's been now. One thing that I want you to always to be aware of is, of course, beautification and preservation. And as the society grows and grows, we've got trees cut down, we've got pretty landscapes taken out, we lose a lot of the things from the past, and a lot of times we don't take the time to make it as pretty as we left it. So always be aware, and plants are one of those great things that you can leave for future generations. Try to make things prettier, and try to keep what you have that looks pretty. So before you tear things down or before you change things, look and see if it looks good enough to keep. Something else you've always heard me talk about, drought tolerance. It's always going to be dry in San Antonio. Plants, and we've got plenty of them, plants that are drought tolerant. Don't waste our water. There's enough water here for you to grow plants, and there always will be, but make that one of your priorities, and we won't get into some of these big water problems. And I want you to have a theme here in San Antonio. We do have a theme in landscapes, and not many people pay attention to it. Just like buildings that are built here, you notice when they build buildings out of limestone and granite and tin roofs, how wonderful they look and how they blend in. Well, we have a theme in our landscape here. So stick to these kind of plants that we know that grow here, that are historical for growing here, like oleander, pomegranate, queen's crown or coral vine, the purple wandering Jew, rosemary, palm trees. All of those do better in San Antonio than they do any place else in the world. And it just gives us a theme. And when people come here, it looks like San Antonio and it feels like San Antonio. So it makes the town look better. And these plants are so easy to grow that you don't have to work near as hard to grow them. So look around town, drive to the older parts of town and out in the country, see what grows, and use those plants, and it'll give continuity to our landscapes here. When we get back, I'll give you a couple of plants that I really want you to go hog wild on next year, even when I'm not here.
All right. Hey, we're taking this all down. I'm going to keep
you
this
better
and play
be,
it back
gonna...
a time or two. But anyway, we're at the halfway point. We'll get back to Greg right after this. Okay, I'm going to turn him loose again because he's got a lot of ground to cover. He's got about 4 minutes to go. Let it rip.
All right, something else, and I know you people are going to try to forget, and by golly, I don't want you ever to forget it because a lot of people have spent a lot of time on it, is bluebonnets. And it's funny, when I came here, y'all don't realize, first of all, I was brought up in East Texas. We barely grow bluebonnets mm-hmm. over there. The two things I always revered in life and that I'd never pull up or cut down, and that was bluebonnets and dogwood trees. Of course, here you can grow bluebonnets, and you can grow them very well. And thanks to Dr. Parsons and a number of other people, some amazing things have been accomplished with bluebonnets. And we're talking on the scale of Luther Burbank and some just major, major impacts on the horticultural world. But they tend to sometimes go a little bit ignored here. We've got a lot of people that are jealous about it and try to downplay it. But remember, this is Texas, and the business with the bluebonnet started in San Antonio. And I want people for the rest of eternity in Texas to cover everything neck deep in bluebonnets. You can use bluebonnets now in containers. We've got, of course, transplants. Just makes it all easy, which it wasn't easy before. You can grow them in flower beds. You can plant them in your vegetable garden and add nitrogen as a cover crop. Scatter them on the roadsides. I mean, cover Texas with bluebonnets. We've got new colors. But don't, if you're not into the colors, stick with the blue. There's something for everybody now with our Texas State flower. So, I mean, go to town with the bluebonnet, and everybody for the rest of the eternity will appreciate it. Now, two brand new plants next year that I'm going to have to depend on y'all here to get going, because I spent a lot of time making sure these would be available for you. And I want to make sure that they're purchased and planted, that everybody enjoys them. The first one is the Montezuma Cypress. We talked about it some last year, had a little supply of them, sold them out, and we're going to have some 5,000 coming on the market long about January, February, March, early spring. It's the fastest growing good tree you can possibly plant in San Antonio. It'll grow as fast as Arizona ash, and some of the oldest trees on the continent are Montezuma Cypress. Mm-hmm. So they're going to live 500,000 years. None of this 25-year, 15-year bit. It's fast-growing. It's large. It's a good shade tree. It's very drought-tolerant. It'll tolerate overwatering. It's almost a perfect tree, and I don't like to call plants perfect, but look for the Montezuma Cypress beginning in late winter, early spring, and make sure you buy them all up, because if you don't, they will not grow them anymore, and we won't have this tree. So instead of planting Arizona ashes, or even we've got problems with live oaks, plant Montezuma Cypress. You can't get oak wilt. It's not going to be bothered by the drought, and it's not going to die a quick death. Very disease and pest resistant. It grows so fast, you can hardly keep them in the container at the wholesale nursery without breaking the container. So they'll be in 5-gallon pots, not that big, but you plant them, stand back and watch. And the other plant that I really want you to go to town with, that I rank right up there with bluebonnets, is a rose. And it took my whole stay here to get this available. And if you remember, we had a rose search, and we named a rose the San Antonio Rose. It's one called Mrs. Dudley Cross. If you can't remember Mrs. Dudley Cross, just look for the San Antonio Rose, because that's what it'll be. It's a pale yellow with some pink in it, much like a peace rose. It's very black spot resistant. It's the most common rose in San Antonio. You see it all over the south side and the west side. It grows from cuttings. It's not grafted. It doesn't get just very few disease problems. It's completely thornless, folks. Not a thorn on this rose bush. It's pretty enough to be a cut flower. We fiddle around with some other shrub roses that didn't necessarily look like a rose, but this is a rose. It looks like a rose. It grows very well in San Antonio, and I want everybody in San Antonio to have one in their yard. Remember, Mrs. Dudley Cross of the San Antonio Rose. It'll be available late winter, early spring also.
And with that man's out of here.
I'm finished.
Hey, good luck over at LSU. And listen, if you don't send us a letter once in a while, we're coming over there and talk to the dean.
Okay, I'll probably come back and check on everybody personally.
And when you come back, you're going on radio real quick.
And we're
going
to make sure everybody's planted these Montezuma Cypress, Miss Dudley Cross, and Bluebonnets all over the
country. Three of them out in Wilson County.
Super.
They're
going to start the trend.
Okay,
I'll be back.
Thank you very much. We appreciate all the good work you've done around here. Appreciate today's program.
It.
Greg Grant, and he will be back one of these days. Thank you.